Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter storm warning continues until 6 p.m. tonight. Highs level off around 14 today under overcast skies with snow likely, north winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 4 below tonight, mainly clear skies. 1 to 3 inches of snow today. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 9 degrees above zero.
All of the area schools are closed today. We have continued snow falling with 2 to 3 inches overnight and at least another 2 to 3 possible before it ends today. Be careful, snow-packed and slick areas. Don't travel unless you need to. Winter storm warning issued for northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska. No school at Dillardale and Southern. No school at Washington County, Prairie Hills, or Axtell. No school at Nemahal Central, Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn. No school at Marysville or Valley Heights. Marysville is snow-packed. There is still snow falling with a winter storm warning extending through 6 p.m. today.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has announced that they will be responsible for putting on a new youth risk behavioral survey across the entire state of Kansas, saying it is a vital tool to help gather data on the health behaviors of high school students across the state and providing essential insight into today's youth challenges that help pave a way for programs and policies promoting their well-being in the future. WIBW reports in a statement that was made from Grace Harvey, the school survey coordinator. They say, quote, by understanding these behaviors, the KDHE can work with school and community leaders around the state to develop targeted interventions and programs to address the unique needs of Kansas youth. The survey will include numerous different variety of topics, including nutrition, physical activity and weight status, along with bullying, mental health and suicide issues, tobacco, alcohol, and drug use, along with sexual behaviors that could lead to STDs, HIV, or unintended pregnancy, and behaviors contributing to unintended injuries or violence.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Multi-platinum hitmaker Justin Moore is coming to Newkirk.
This is my daddy. He's my field.
And Seven Clans First Council Casino Hotel and Resort. Friday, March 7th, Justin Moore.
So far away.
In concert in an all-ages show. Get your tickets for Justin Moore now at the Players Club or 7plans.com. Justin Moore, Friday, March 7th at 7 Plans First Council Casino and Resort, Newkirk, North Highway 77.
Kansas State University's Research and Extension Office and their specialist Sherilyn Jackson have announced the new Walk at Kansas 2025 with the push to try and stay in shape as we go further into the new year of 2025, saying the fitness program encourages healthier eating choices, physical activity, and wellness improvement through an 8-week group initiative that's available to anybody across the state of Kansas.
It's an 8-week health initiative that focuses on getting more physical activity, eating healthier. We ask our participants to track their fruit and vegetables that they eat, and also focusing on drinking more water. We also offer tips for managing stress and helping. The goal is to really help prevent or delay chronic disease.
That audio from KSNT News, where they say the program is available for anybody who wishes to join, as the program runs from March 30th through May 24th. And if you want more information on the project, you can go to walkakansas.org. Walk at Kansas says they are celebrating their 25 years as a program. Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. An auditor's probe and investigation in a community in Nebraska has potentially uncovered the alleged misuse of public money, including at the local Winnevegas casino by the manager of a publicly funded 8-apartment complex in Cumming County. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, the community of Bancroft, Nebraska, with a town of fewer than 500 residents, they say the manager of the Barber's Sunrise Villa Apartments have allegedly paid herself more than double her authorized salary, gaining an extra $11,000 over a 14-month period. According to the team with the audit in their report, they say they have confirmed that the individual's gambling activity coincided with the withdrawals in question and pointed to the state theft laws that might have been violated in the state. They also sent the findings to the USDA, the U.S. Internal Revenue Service, and the Nebraska Department of Revenue. The investigation on the incident is still ongoing. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Thank you for calling Big Tech. Your wait time is approximately 25 minutes.
This Valentine's Day, break up with the big guys and fall in love with faster, more reliable internet connection with Blue Valley Technologies. It's okay for things to move fast with symmetrical speeds and no data caps. We'll always be here for you with our 24/7 technical support. If you're looking for a lasting internet connection, call 877-876-1228.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Addressing water bills that have in many cases doubled under a revised rate structure for Marysville homes and businesses, as well as establishing a storm sewer fund that added to this past month's bills, dominated much of the conversation at Monday night's city council meeting. Mayor Todd Fry referred the matter of addressing those on limited income with flexibility in payment options and went on to underline the impact, community response, and reasons for the increase.
Water rates haven't gone up basically in a decade, and so I kind of go, well, what was my gas bill? What was my electric bill 10 years ago? Yeah, no, they've crept up, which was what we should have been doing.
Yep.
It would have made a lot better, it would have made it a lot easier for people to adapt to it. And I'm as guilty as anybody who is here. The decision was made by leadership in the governing body to not do it for 1 year, and then they just kept not doing it because it's unpopular. And this isn't popular either for good reason, but we don't have a choice.
And, you know, stuff like that slips through the cracks, too, because you forget it 1 year, and then the next thing you know, we're 5 years down.
We had some reserves, and we didn't have any huge expenses, but our expenses have gone up, too, supplies, labor, everything. So,
on a related matter, Matt Segrin spoke during public comment. His concerns with efforts to enforce a second meter requirement for extending water service to an adjacent shop or other outbuilding on an existing property. Water and Sewer Committee will discuss the issue. Residents are reminded to move vehicles from city streets where possible to allow access for snow removal, and a suggestion to establish an even-odd parking system after snowstorms will be considered by the Street Committee. Residents are also reminded that walkways need to be cleared within 12 hours following a snowstorm. The mayor's appointment of Sammy Ralph as city administrator was approved unanimously after it was reported the Administration and Finance Committee had interviewed her and another candidate with one no-show. Ralph has been serving the post as assistant following dismissal of city clerk Cindy Holly. In other business, the city administrator reported that bid documents were being finalized for potential improvements to 12th Road. Blue Valley Technologies advising of a scam where customers are receiving email notifications asking for updates and information on accounts. This is a scam. You should not reply. If you have questions or concerns, contact Blue Valley Technologies. Prairie Hills USD 113 School Board meeting Monday approved hiring a new principal for the Axtell Schools. Whitney McGinnis has served as Associate Principal, Athletic, and Activities Director at Mar Hill, Mount Academy in Atchison since 2022, and was Assistant Principal, Academic Counselor prior to that. Whitney McGinnis will begin work as Axtell Principal next school year. A fatality accident was reported in Pottawatomie County near Westmoreland Tuesday morning shortly after 8 a.m. An Oklahoma woman, 66-year-old Shirley Regal, lost control on K-99. The vehicle overturned in the ditch. The driver, who suffered serious injuries, and a passenger, 74-year-old Marcia Candler, also of Oklahoma, were transported to Stormont Vale in Topeka, where Candler later died from injuries sustained in the accident. Again, one injured, another died, both older Oklahoma women involved in a single-vehicle accident near Westmoreland Tuesday morning. On cue as forecast, 2 to 3 inches of snow overnight, began toward midnight, and will likely continue through midday. A winter storm warning has been posted for all of our listening area, northeast Kansas into southeast Nebraska. All of the area schools are closed today. Diller O'Dell, Southern, USD 108, Washington County, USD 113, Prairie Hills Axtell, USD 115, Nema Hall Central, USD 223, Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn, USD 364, Marysville is closed, as well as USD 498, Valley Heights. Marshall County Agency on Aging, Transportation, Meals on Wheels are closed today. No Meals on Wheels at Washington County. Again, all of the area schools are closed for today. Diller O'Dell, Southern, Washington County, Prairie Hills, Axtell, Nema Hall Central, Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn, Marysville, and Valley Heights. No classes, no activities today. Travel's going to be tough. It is going to continue snowing today. Total accumulation still in the 4 to 8 inch range. We'll keep you posted on that. Should continue through at least midday with 2 to 3 inches of snow on the ground overnight. Watch especially for snow-packed areas that become slick and hazardous. If you have a weather-related postponement or cancellation, pass it along our way. KNDY at 785-562-2361. If we're not immediately available, leave it on our voicemail. You can always email KNDY at bluevalley.net. Mary C. White, age 86 of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church, with a visitation Thursday noon until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Mary White. Gilbert H. Dieters, age 87 of Centralia, passed away Tuesday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Baileyville. Burial of the church cemetery. Rosaries Thursday at 2 and at 7 p.m. at the church, with the Lauer Funeral of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Gilbert Dieters. Valerie A. Rick, age 75 of Bern, passed away Monday. Family visitation is planned Friday, 5 until 7, at the Lauer Funeral of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Valerie Rick. Justin J. Rickers, age 46 of Odell, passed away Monday. Funeral service is planned Saturday, 2 p.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5:30 until 7 at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Justin Rickers. Louis J. Fankhauser, age 93 of Bern, passed away Saturday. Celebration of life service Monday, 10:30 at the Bern United Methodist Church, interment in the Bern Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 5 until 7 at the Popkiss Mortuary of Sabetha in charge of arrangements for Louis Fankhauser. Donald W. Don Stinglemeyer, age 89 of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Private family service at a later date with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Don Stinglemeyer. Julia A. Dude Brower, age 91 of Frankfort, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Wednesday, February 19th, 10 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Centralia Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 4 until 8 p.m. at the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Dude Brower.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter storm warning is currently in effect until early this evening. Snow showers are likely throughout the day today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper teens. Total storm accumulations between 4 and 6 inches of snow. North winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows just below zero. Northwest winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Some sunshine into Thursday with our highs in the lower to mid-20s. And mostly clear skies into Thursday night with our lows in the single digits. South winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly cloudy skies throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. South winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Then a chance for some freezing rain and snow showers on a Friday night. Mostly cloudy with our lows in the single digits and lower 20s. Westerly winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. There will be a slight chance for some snow showers throughout Saturday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper teens and lower 20s. North winds gusting up to 30. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-February 44. Record high on this date, 73. The average low 21, the record low 35, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:22. Sunset this evening at 6:01. Snow falling, cloudy, overcast, 8 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 12th of February. KNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Dr. Brittany here with Marysville Dental Care, where your family's health is our top priority. Dr. Zach, our team, and I are the family dental home you've always been looking for.
Our comprehensive dental care is designed to serve all of your dental needs. Whether it's a routine cleaning, braces, or cosmetic work, we provide the highest quality of care with a comfortable experience. Visit our office across from the Marysville Courthouse or go to MarysvilleDentalCare.com to schedule a visit.
Have the smile you've always wanted with our team by your side.
At Reflections, you'll find the sweetest ways to say I love you. Start commemorating this year's celebrations with spring keepsake ornaments. Find the best chocolates for the sweet tooth, customizable 18-karat gold charm necklaces and bracelets for the sweethearts. And for those who like the smell of a good deal, Hallmark Cork Top 2-Wick Candles are on a special Valentine's Day sale, 2 for $20. Don't forget to grab a card, meaningful or with a pinch of humor. Reflections Hallmark.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
In downtown Marysville.
Nervous? Yes, but a win nonetheless. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. After a huge move last week at the trade deadline, Luka Doncic makes his Lakers debut last night. 24 minutes in his first action since Christmas. 14 points in a dominant Lakers win over the Jazz. His coach, J.J. Redick.
Knowing Luka, whether he will admit this or not, like, there was probably a little bit of nerves, you know, playing for the Lakers for the first time.
I was a little nervous before. I remember when was the last time I was nervous before the game. So, but once I stepped on the court, it was fun. And just being out there again felt amazing.
Apparently, there were some nerves. Lakers 132-113, a game they led by as much as 34. Sacramento gets a game-winning bucket from DeMar DeRozan with 2 seconds to go in overtime. They beat Dallas 129-128. Minnesota, a 44-point night from Anthony Edwards, but lose to Cleveland by 21. Cavs led wire to wire. Celtics roll over the Heat 103-85. Warriors top the Bucks 125-111. Steph Curry ties a season high with 38 in the win. 20 points for Jimmy Butler as well. Golden State coach Steve Kerr has seen quite a few changes in the past week.
It has been absolutely seamless, and it's because of Jimmy's IQ. He just has an incredible feel for the game.
Damian Lillard, 38 in the loss to the Warriors. Thunder, a 36-point rout of the Pelicans. 9th straight loss for New Orleans. Spurs, a 10-point win over Washington. 31 points for Victor Wembanyama, 30 for De'Aaron Fox. College, Clemson men dominating North Carolina, winning by 20. Number 6, Houston, 76-65 over Baylor. On the women's side, Ole Miss knocks off 8th-ranked Kentucky, 66-57. Tiger Woods has withdrawn from this week's Genesis Invitational. That's the tournament he hopes to benefit his foundation. He says he still needs more time to process the death of his mother last week.
Gaines Super Flings are here to take your laundry to the next level.
Talking about Gaines Super Flings. Super sized laundry packs. These things are huge. Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings laundry packs have 4 times the oxy cleaning power and 3 times the Febreze freshness versus Gain original liquid.
Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings for next level laundry.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Tuesday night basketball tips and girls' action. Silver Lake beat Marysville 61-36. Concordia took Chapman 48-32. Rock Creek over Abilene, 72-45. Hanover Girls beat Clifton Clyde, 49-46. Clay Sutter top Valley Heights, 62-58. Centralia Girls over Frankfort, 67-17. Axtell beat Pawnee City, 62-22. In boys' play, Silver Lake over Marysville, 64-50. Concordia took Chapman, 78-31. Rock Creek beat Abilene, 61-52. Clifton Clyde over Hanover, 73-56. Clay Sutter boys over Valley Heights, 81-40. Centralia took Frankfort, 46-37. Axtell held off Pawnee City in overtime, 61-57.
From ABC News Wall Street now. Stock futures overnight were little changed as investors await today's reading on January consumer prices. The Dow yesterday rose 123 points to close at 44,593. The NASDAQ lost 0.3%. The S&P finished slightly above its opening. Despite pressure from President Trump, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says he's in no hurry to cut interest rates. He told the Senate Banking Committee that because the economy is doing well, the Fed can take its time on deciding when to reduce rates again. Washington's threatened tariffs could drive up the price of your Friday evening margarita. Sales of Mexican mezcal and tequila outpace American whiskey for the first time, but import fees on those liquors would likely be passed on to consumers. And Amazon is widening its brick-and-mortar footprint, but not in the United States. The door swung open today on an Amazon beauty and health product store in the heart of Milan, Italy. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Bite Me Barbecue has more than just great barbecue. Of course, they have delicious pulled pork, brisket, sausage, burnt ends, and more, but they also feature other choices as well, with excellent food at affordable prices. Don't forget, they can bring the menu to your family gathering, special event, wedding, or business function. Check out Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, also online and on Facebook.
Good Wednesday morning. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we inch closer to the opening bell on this Wednesday day of trade, quick recap from yesterday saw the grains and the oilseeds mostly lower, responding to yesterday's WASDE report that was released. The WASDE report really didn't have a whole lot into it, but it certainly got a negative response to the grains and the oilseeds. Throughout the livestock yesterday, it was mixed to generally lower. Lower for the cattle markets once again. February live cattle dropped 220 down to 199.67. April down 212 at $196 per hundredweight. Triple digit losses for the feeders as well. March feeder cattle down 335 to 264.77. April contract dropped 280 down to 264.97. In contrast to that, the hogs were higher. February lean hogs gained $1.02 up to 88.72. April up 135 to 92.97. Into the grains and oil seeds here this morning through the overnight pre-trade session, we are seeing some recovery in areas. Again, this is just kind of a sneak preview of what traders are thinking about before that opening bell. Chicago, spring, and Kansas City wheat all a few cents higher. March Kansas City wheat up 1 3/4 at 594.5. May to 604 3/4. That's 2 cents in the green. Oats are higher. March up 4 to 343. Into the row crops now, we see minimal movement for corn. March corn is up 0.5 at 484.5. May up 0.5 cent to 498.5 cents. Soybeans are a bit lower this morning, though. March soybeans down 5.5 to 1038. May's down a nickel at 1055.25 cents. March soybean meal down 90 to 295.70. And soy oil down 6 to 46.07. Cotton's a bit higher. March cotton up 48 at 67.88. Energy markets are down. Crude oil down 81 at 72.51. Unleaded gas down a penny at 2.13 a gallon. Heating oil's down about a half a cent at 2.50. And natural gas down 3 at 3.48. Gold down in the red. February 25.30 lower to 28.87.20. Silver's down 17 cents at 32.15. And the dollar index up a point at 107.850.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Male farmers 45 and older have an increased risk of heart disease compared to their non-farming peers due to added stress in their profession. With February being American Heart Month, project consultant for the Kansas Agriculture Safety and Health Program at K-State, Tawny Larson, reviews how agriculturists can improve their heart health.
You have your typical things that you're going to hear from everybody, especially now at the beginning of the year and heart month. And so eating a healthy diet, of course, being more active, maintaining a healthy weight. But instead of trying to just bite that off all at once, do what you can. I mean, make small changes. Maybe it's I'm going to drink one more bottle of water and one less cup of coffee. And whatever you can do to help your body sometimes the caffeine isn't the best for sleeping. And if you're drinking coffee all day long, maybe it's I'm going to eat a little bit more salad and maybe I'm going to eat chicken one more time this week. But there's just a lot of different things you can do a little bit at a time, and don't set huge lofty goals that you're going to lose a whole bunch of weight here before, you know, May wedding or something. It's like, just go ahead and do what you can to get as healthy as possible.
She provides recommendations for encouraging a healthier lifestyle.
Focusing on what you can control, and maybe that's your food and some things for heart health, but also plan ahead in your operation. We always want to be there, but it's, you know, really spend that time, and that could decrease your stress level over the whole planting season. But just really making sure your equipment's ready, making sure everybody's on the same page as far as what we're going to do this year and what the plan is. You can't control every situation, but how you react to a situation is within your control. And so maybe it's a step back and think about it before you do anything else.
Larson shares activities that can help relieve stress.
Going on a walk, you could listen to a podcast, you can just go out and enjoy the weather when it warms up, maybe going to the gym if that's your thing. If not, just take a few more steps a day. If you wear a watch that keeps track, set a little goal for yourself. So really making things attainable and what you can control. Also reading, just kind of taking that time to sit down and read something that you enjoy, not something that you have to read. And spending time with family and friends. And so that also includes planning. And, you know, the healthier you are, the more energy you have, better you are to be around. And so that's really where, like, doing things with your family and friends and social events really does make a difference and is important.
That was Tawny Larson, project consultant for the Kansas Agriculture Safety and Health Program at K-State, on how producers can keep their cardiovascular systems healthier. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 8 degrees with snow falling. Started shortly before midnight, and accumulation so far 2 to 3 inches. With any north winds that pick up, and they are forecast 20 mile an hour, we could have blowing and drifting of this lighter snow. That will only compound problems along with the bitterly cold temperatures for the next several days. Looks like we're in the ice box. On the high side today, only in the teens. We may break 20 tomorrow. They're talking 40 by Friday, so there is hope. We do have all-year schools closed for today. No classes at Diller, Odell, or Southern. No school at Washington County, Axtell, Prairie Hills. No school at Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn. Marysville, no school. Kids University will be open. No school at Valley Heights today. Highland at Baileyville. Southeast at Beatrice are closed. Looks like most everything is going to be shut down for a day. We'll wait and see tomorrow what happens. They're saying still in that 3 to 7, 4 to 8 inch range accumulation before it's all said and done today. We're under a winter storm warning until 6 p.m., and then a cold weather advisory extends into Thursday.
As the days get ever so slightly longer, we take a peek at the astronomical charts. The good news is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 12th, the 43rd day of the year. February's full moon, known as the Snow Moon, shines tonight, and on this day in 2004, Mattel announced the breakup of Barbie and Ken. Those of us eager for signs of spring have certainly noticed the days getting longer. There's about an hour more daylight on average than a month ago. Boston is getting 10 and a half hours of sun. Little Rock gets nearly 11. Folks in Duluth bask in about 10 and a quarter hours. While down in Brownsville, Texas, folks are enjoying over 11 hours of daylight. Unfortunately, more daylight doesn't immediately translate to warmer weather. As one weather proverb goes, as the day lengthens, the cold strengthens. And there is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find your local sunrise and sunset times at almanac.com.
I'm Sam Speck with your latest Mid-America Sports Network update, as it was junior Doug McDaniel scoring a game-high 24 points, including two pivotal baskets to start an 8-0 run as Kansas State ran its winning streak to six games with a 73-70 victory over Arizona last night. The six-game winning streak is the second longest of head coach Jerome Tang. Also back on Monday, it was senior David Gesson being named the Big 12 Player of the Week for the first time in his career, averaging 21 points, helping Kansas State to wins over Arizona State and KU. Speaking of KU, it was Hunter Dickinson scoring 19 points to help Kansas beat Colorado 71-59 last night, handing the Buffaloes their 13th straight. Besides Dickinson, Kansas had three other players in double figures. Zeke Mayo added 13, Dwan Harris and KJ Adams each had 10. Also on the hardwood, it will be the Shockers tonight back in action as both Wichita State University men's and women's basketball is in action. The women's will get things started earlier on at 5:30 against Charlotte. Men's basketball goes up against conference foe UTSA tonight, 6:30 tip-off.
A silver-lit sweep in Tuesday night's tip-off as the Lady Eagles prevail 61-36, jumping on top of Marysville 19-4 in a second quarter that really set the tone for the rest of the ball game. Freshman starter Karis Deiter with 15 points, joined by Kaylin Haney with 12. Silver Lake improves to 13-2. Marysville's Casey Rush, in 19-point ball game, was the only Lady Bulldog in double figures. Marysville falls to 7-10. Falling at Silver Lake 61-36. Marysville and Silver Lake boys battle. Eagles prevailed 64-50. Marysville down 19 at the half, rallied 22-12 in the third quarter on the strength of some three-point buckets, but Silver Lake took the fourth 15-10 for a 14-point decision. With four Eagles in double figures, led by Dane Johnson with 16, Brody Deiter 15, Jarrett Johnson 11, and Eamon Kaufman 10. Eagles improved to 11-4. Marysville's Willow Todd had 24 points. Bulldogs fall to 8-9, 64-50, the boys' final. MHS back home Friday hosting Chapman. Reporting for KDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierke.
Tuesday night basketball tips and girls' action. Silver Lake beat Marysville 61-36. Concordia took Chapman 48-32. Rock Creek over Abilene 72-45. Hanover girls beat Clifton Clyde 49-46. Clay Sutter top Valley Heights 62-58. Centralia girls over Frankfort 67-17. Axtell beat Pawnee City 62-22. In boys play, Silver Lake over Marysville 64-50. Concordia took Chapman 78-31. Rock Creek beat Abilene 61-52. Clifton Clyde over Hanover 73-56. Clay Sutter boys over Valley Heights 81-40. Centralia took Frankfort 46-37. Axtell held off Pawnee City in overtime 61-57.